All right, guys, welcome to another episode of the podcast. And real quick, I would like to start off by issuing an apology. I know I said I was going to try and pump these out every week, and it's been about 5 weeks since the last one I made. So yeah, I'm down bad, as they say, as the kids nowadays say, I'm down bad. It's indespicable and it's inexcusable. I know I could try and say that I've been busy, but you know, I'm always busy. So, you know, it's just a way of life for me now. And I could have definitely updated you guys, you know, in between then. And I know I really fucked up. But you know what? The thing is, I'm here right now. I don't know when I'll be back again after this, but I'm here now. It's much like Snoop Dogg says in that one video of, you know, he's in an interview and he's like, so you're like, Snoop Dogg, you're like 3 hours late. He's like, be happy I'm here, bitch. So, damn, I don't know. I'm getting addicted to using references that have just absolutely no relevance. Because one of my history professors is just, really, really fucking cool teacher. And he uses references like in every sentence, And like, it's so funny. It's so funny because like references, like, I don't know. They're definitely like really like, I don't know. I don't think they're like, you really have to not give a fuck at all to make references, because they just take up so much time and they make no sense. They it's just like, I don't even know how to explain it, but like, yeah, my professor is just, he's always dropping these references like every sentence. He'll just be like just dropping these random references, and the only connection will be like a saying. He'll like quote like a saying from like a random ass, like even like a hip hop song from like 2005 or some shit, like literally like Lil Wayne or like, I don't know, Flo Rida or something like that. I think the other day he was quoting, and I mean, he's not like, it's, the context is only like a saying or like, you know, a phrase, you know, or a quote from a song or something like that. The other day he quoted the Black Eyed Peas, "Let's Get It Started Up in Here." So, I think that's just such a boss move. Like, I don't know. I was really like, I haven't given it too much thought up until now, other than I've just been thinking like, God, it's just so stupid, but it's so funny because like, he just like, I don't know who, or like, I don't know. I'm trying to think really hard of what the point of making references of like that is, or who's like, I don't even know what I'm trying to like say here, but like, it's just so fucking funny the way he does that. Like, I think the thing is, you just have to like not give a fuck. Like, just fuck it. Just because it's just gonna sound so stupid, but you just have to have that confidence. But anyways, I'm kind of addicted to that now. I've been quoting like references in my head now. I'm like, every time I like want to say something like out loud, like I would be like, oh, I could have said, you know, like much like in that song, dot dot dot, you know. So I don't even know where I'm going with this. This is definitely not a way to open the podcast, but anyways, yeah, school fucking sucks. Mainly because I'm taking a math class. I'm taking intro to statistics, which is not supposed to be that hard. I'm not supposed to struggle with it that much, but I'm fucking stupid, man. I don't know. This is a whole nother discussion, but I think, man, I've been seeing a lot of stuff, more and more and more on social media and in the news about autism and autism spectrum disorders and how, it's been like crazy, like increasing in the past like 50 years or something. I don't know. And apparently it's linked to vaccines. I first saw it as a meme. I first saw it as a meme. And then I saw it a little bit more as a controversy. And then now I've been seeing it a little bit more and more on social media, and it's really gotten like a notorious name by now. And I have no idea. I've never been tested for autism spectrum disorders, but I think the big thing too is that people are like just now starting to label it. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like everyone has their own like little autism spectrum disorder kind of areas, I definitely feel like there's some people that are like, really suck at something and then they really excel at something else, or they're just really deficient in one area and totally fine in another. And I feel like that's definitely the case with me in math, because I, I'm not mentally deficient, but I seriously do think that I have a problem with math. Like, I am the person that struggles most with math that I know. Like, I am. I've had a pretty good work ethic. Like, I've had a pretty strong enough will to where I can like spend a lots of time in classes throughout middle school, high school, staying after school, whatever it was, to get a grade that's passable enough. But I always noticed that I struggled more than anyone else, and I never really took it into account because it wasn't a factor at all. But now that I'm taking statistics, which is like, oh man, it's not supposed to be that hard, but this is like on a whole nother level for me, because it's just harder math. Or I mean, it's harder. Yeah, it is math. Yeah, it's math. And man, it really put the harder and harder the math classes I'm taking, the more and more into perspective it's putting into me just how much I'm struggling. Like, just that, simply put, like that's what I'm trying to say here. And statistics is probably the hardest math class I've taken so far. Thank God it is the last math class I ever have to take. Man, I cannot wait. We've got one more month of school left. I have an 85 in that class. I need to take one more exam four, and then I need to take the final, and then I'm done with math, baby. So, I mean, I'm really, really challenged right now, and I'm really on edge because it's getting harder. It's getting fucking harder and harder and harder. And I'm spending more and more and more time. I'm spending like 3 hours a day on that class. And that's too much, man. That's too much. Like, I have other classes. I have four other classes. How am I supposed to spend, what was that? Three, say I spend an hour a day on the other classes. That's 7 hours a day. Half of it goes to math. It's like, it's not, it's really, it's, oh man, I've never ever had to like, I've never had to, I don't want to say that I haven't spent this much time on other classes, but I've never spent this much time and effort on a class that I didn't like one fucking bit. Like, at least in history class, at least in sociology class, at least in my education classes, I actually like, I like learning about World War II. I like learning about teaching students. I like that. But there is not a single thing about math that I like. There's not a single thing about it. It's become the bane of my existence, and I love that phrase. It just sounds so cool. But oh man, I don't know if you guys, if any of you guys out there have the same problem with math, but man, it's really put a bender on my spring, okay? It's really put a dinder, a dander on my spring semester. And the spring has been going great. I mean, I've already done a lot of awesome shit. Diet's going good. I'm really putting my nose to the grindstone. That is the first time I ever use that expression, but I really do mean it. I've been putting in the work, man. I've been, man, putting in work in my class, school, and my physical health, my mental health, my creativity. Maybe not so much my creativity because there hasn't been that much time for that shit, but man, these are the dog days. The days right before probably the final exams are probably those are dog days. Not so much because final exams are a lot like when you write an essay after you read the whole book, and it's like halfway through the book is the dog days. So we're kind of a little bit over hump day, kind of over that Wednesday, definitely over the halfway mark of the semester. So we're kind of coming out of the dog days, but yeah, a few weeks ago we were in the rough, man. It was not looking good. I was, man, doing a lot of work, a lot of work, a lot of work. But now it's starting to simmer down a little bit. But yeah, there's still definitely a lot of work. Man, it's crazy. I've got one more year of school left, and I feel like I've been saying that for like 20 years, but this is really the last year. And I'm looking forward to it. But anyways, back to what I was saying about autism. So yeah, I don't know. I think maybe I should get tested. I think maybe, well, not so much for autism, but like IQ. Maybe I have like an IQ deficiency because I know math has a lot to do with like intelligence, like raw intelligence. So I think I might want to check that. I don't know.
I don't know, man. I definitely do think I have a little bit of problems like that. There's been a lot of times in my life where I just like I can definitely notice myself standing like outside on some like practical, really dumb, like stuff that was supposed to be simple, easy, like directions given out by the teacher, and I fuck it up somehow. Like I know it's crazy too because I know this is real talk too. It's like serious talk, like. I'm not fucking around here. Like I definitely like I sort of ignored it. I've sort of ignored it and I've been able to live a happy life not giving a fuck about it. But now it's like now that I'm trying to become like a super Saiyan mode of my
Version of myself, I'm like
I'm starting to see all these little like deficiencies and all these like little all these little stupid fucking whatever you want to call them. Little like disabilities or something in my body or in my brain. I don't fucking know. There's been a lot of times where like
we were in class,
like as a kid, and I totally fucked something up that was supposed to be so simple, and everyone else in class got it right, and I'm like, what the fuck? But I was
like I said, I've always been like
a hard worker, so I was always able to get back on track, pretty easily. On top of like this little intellectual problem I think I have, I also think
and I would definitely have to do a lot more reading about, the description of autism. But I
I
definitely.
also think that I have a bit of an autistic like taste for
Art and like visual art because
I realize that my love for movies has had a lot to do with sort of autism adjacent sort of sensors, sort of sensories, whatever you call them, like impulses. I guess what I'm trying to say is I really like big loud noises and clear pictures and long satisfying takes and long draws and long shots and super simplified and very I don't know. This is really, I know it's very, very complicated. It's hard for me to even get it out. But what I mean to say is that, like, almost every movie that I watch, I kind of pick it apart in my head. And I'm like, it would have been so much easier if we would have just, like, slowed it down. And I, at first, I thought it was style. I still do think it's a lot to do with style. You know, I think I have, like, my own style. And I think, like, what I'm, you know, trying to take apart from movies and stuff is a style that I have and what I've learned from movies, too, you know, like, what works and what doesn't and what I would like to see on the screen.
But the more and more I realize it, I think,
you know, like, what I would like to see on the screen is a little bit...
I think it's a little, it has a little bit to do with, like, sensories and I don't even know, like, the terms for it, but, again, I would definitely
have to do more reading about it, but,
I do think autism has to do a little bit with, like, the senses,
like, of stimulation. That's the word I was trying to get for, like,
stimulation.
Of, like, really quick
stimulating of, like, sensories in the brain that really appeal to you.
And that's why I think I like so much of, like, you know, that's why I think I like so much, like, big pictures, loud music, just, like, very, very little talking, but I think it also might have to do with style, you know? I think maybe it's just the style that I like too, because I mean, totally, it's totally a style that I like. And so, yeah, it's crazy too, because, I think it's also like, I think it's also related to when all these times when, you know, as you guys know, I made a short film, and it was almost like a music video. It was almost like a short movie made up of, like, music videos. So I think either that is, like, style,
you know,
I think it's both a combination of the style that I've developed
from watching movies
and just from my personal taste, but also a little bit of that, like, autism sort of, whatever you want to call it, influence. So I would be okay with chalking it up to that, because I definitely think, like, it's really to the point where it's so overwhelming. Like, I've been trying
to when I wrote my short film, like, I couldn't think of anything else.
Like, it was just this, like, vision in my head of, like, this
super, super, like,
incredibly stimulating, like, scenes in my head with music playing and shots and all these takes. And
that's why I feel like I think that stimulation probably has something to do with autism. I don't know. Maybe I was just super inspired. Maybe it has to do a little bit more with emotions and psychology. But I wouldn't be surprised if it had something to do with just simple biology, you know, of autism.
I can't say this though. You know, I think another really big reason is also like the fact that I'm like incredibly stimulated by like music. I really, really, really like music. And I can really feel myself like getting overwhelmed sometimes. And I don't mean like going crazy or anything, but like I don't know. Maybe I am overreacting, but sometimes when I play Freebird or when I play Soul Sacrifice by Santana at Woodstock, live at Woodstock, and I'm in the shower, I'll be in there like going crazy on like air drums and like on air guitar and shit. And I'll just like, I'll get so carried away. I'll get like so lost in the music, like, and I just have a blast just listening to music, just like
And it's crazy, and
I get all these thoughts and all these visions like just rush through my brain, and I'm just like thinking of all this,
and I don't even mean to.
like it's just the music that's just so stimulating to me, and it just like it my brain just overfloods with all this like stimulation, and I just start thinking
Of just like
the dumbest shit, like just the dumbest scenes that literally like Michael Bay actually
has the
power to make, you know, like that totally wouldn't work. It would totally not work because it'd literally just be like a crazy just music video, just bunch of dumb action like explosions and like I can't believe I'm even like telling you guys this because I've always thought it was like yeah, it's just so stupid, but I don't know. So I think that has a little bit to do with it. But again, I do feel like everyone to some level feels like that when they listen to music. But I think for me, I definitely think like it hits me hard. Like I get so many ideas of just so many crazy wild ideas with no context, no context, just simple visual and musical and audio, just all these components of just raw like senses and sensory shit just going on in my brain. I'm just like I'm trying to like put them together, but it's really hard because I don't have actual context of what like to build a theme that will actually work as like the main idea, you know? So
I know this is really, really complicated, and
it's probably hard to listen to, so I'm sorry. I know it's probably not the
conversation you were expecting.
it's like wow, this
Guy
guy
drops off the face of the earth for 5 weeks.
and he comes back and tells me not to. Oh fuck, man, that is so funny. But so that's something that
I think I not only did I like kind of ignore it for a long time, but ever since
since my life
my life
started getting more challenging. And I mean, like, I really started to push myself in school more, taking care of myself, putting in the work, and exercising, dieting, and all this shit. You know, just working harder and harder every day. I've been listening to music more and more and more, and I've been learning a lot more and more, and I've been learning about history and art and culture and life and. And you know, and people, and so I think that's also been something that's
really like kind of reignited all of this
in me. But
Anyways, yeah, that was my, that was kind of my take on something that's really been developing lately in me that
I
I'm
just
really starting to realize. But yeah, I think I really do
think
think
I should take an IQ test. I think I will maybe. Definitely when I get some time to. Because I really want to know everything I can about myself. Because you just I think that's kind of what that's kind of what a smart person would do, right? I mean, it's hard, you know, because it's facing reality and the truth is hard, and I get that. But I mean, what if by some chance there's some knowledge in there, some lessons in there that I don't know yet about having autism? Maybe there's a key to living a better life with autism. Maybe there's a certain way to approach things that professionals know about that I don't,
So at least at least I'm smart enough to think about that.
At least I'm smart enough to actually
try and start the work
where I can start making steps towards learning how to handle myself and figuring this shit out. I don't know, but
that's definitely one thing that I've been learning is really hard but really important, and which is like taking
care of yourself and getting shit done.
It's really crazy, man. It's crazy. It's crazy
how hard, like how little
work I did when I was in high school and shit to actually push myself and get things done, get things going. And I think a large part of it was because I didn't have that much good guidance, but I'm definitely learning about it now. It's crazy to see how, like, I don't even know. This is a whole nother topic, but I'm starting to learn about, I guess you could call it, ambition and sort of, yeah, I guess it's ambition, but there's a lot of really, really, there's been a lot of challenging shit this semester that I've been able to tackle in ways that I would have never have before. And I think it's I think it has a lot to do with work ethic as well. I think there's sort of, and I hate to use this word because I feel like it's a really, I feel like it's a word that a lot of people say to try to sound cool, but I feel like there's a threshold that you can like cross that once you get through it and your work ethic like really transforms, that you become a lot more boundless. And I think that's something that like maybe everyone knows, everyone but me, but it's so crazy to think how many like these little inconveniences that would just stop me from going after my goals. Holy shit, this is really turning into a terrible fucking podcast. But I mean, like, yeah, like it really is crazy to me because it's just like, man, there's, like, there really is no excuse. That's what I've learned this last semester. There really is no fucking excuse. Like, man, like anything, like you, yeah, like even with money, I definitely don't want to fucking, I don't want this to become that kind of podcast, but like, yeah, man, I've just been learning about, like, how you can just, like, the theory, I guess, or, like, the idea of work ethic completely destroys any idea of an excuse that stops you from doing something. Like, it just completely, like, I need something done, there's a million ways to do it, and you just gotta get your ass up off that couch and, like, go do it. And it's like, I think the thing about that too, though, now is that like the more that becomes like apparent to me,
the more that I'm like, oh, just like, fuck, I know I could do it, but it's just hard, okay? So I'm becoming like a little bit more like irritable with myself. I'm like, you know you can do it, but you just don't want to. So it's like it's kind of a new little psychological thing with me. But anyways, I think I'm gonna switch gears here. Yeah, school fucking sucks right now. Except for my history classes, which, man, I never thought. I sort of always liked history, even in like grade school, but now it's like, man, I'm really, really becoming a history nerd. Like I'm fucking reading a lot and I'm learning a lot. And it feels good, man. It feels good. And it's crazy to think that there's just like so much more that you just always have to learn. I think the most heartbreaking thing about history for me though, too, is that, and I know this is going to sound like a total cop out because, you know, and I know I just talked about excuses, but, I feel like I have a fucking terrible memory, man. Like, I really do. Like, I have such a bad memory, dude. Like, I will forget shit. I'll remember the dumbest shit. I'll remember the dumbest, stupid, most insignificant shit ever. And I'll forget, like, what year World War II ended. Or you know, just, like, the most, like, logical things that you just like need to know. Like it's so stupid, but 1945, by the way. But I can't help myself, but yeah, like so that's one of the most heartbreaking things to me is like when you fucking that shit sucks, dude. That shit sucks, man, because like I remember, too, the same time last year, I got really into one of my Crusades classes, and, like, right now, I barely even remember what we talked about, man. It sucks. Like, it fucking sucks that you don't remember all these details. Like you fall, it's almost like you fall in love with something, and then you, like, forget about it, and it sucks, man. And that's why I've been like trying to integrate the idea of review a lot more into my, you know, my education, which is like now every time I read a book, I'll do notes. Like almost every page I'll write like a little post-it note of like what I read. And then like if I have to write an essay on that book, I'll go through and I'll read like all those little post-its and then I think the main thing is that you're always going to retain at least a general idea, like of the Crusades. I could hardly remember the dates and stuff, but I know definitely like the main, like general idea was, like these Christian Crusaders, kept going. They won like the first two wars altogether. There was like seven. They won the first two, and then they lost like every single one after that to the Muslim, you know, people in Jerusalem and the Holy Land area. So I get like the general idea, but like Saladin and Akbar King James and King Richard. Fuck, you see, it's so stupid. I don't mean to like exemplify myself like live, but that shit sucks, man. That shit sucks when you spend some really, really fucking, you know, you do some really good work and you put in that effort, and then you little by little, man, you just forget and forget and forget more and more and more. It's like, fuck.
That shit sucks, man. That shit is heartbreaking. But so that's why I've been doing a lot more review now. I'll take notes on anything. And I know you guys probably don't like the sound of that. Ken Burns documentary, I'm gonna be taking notes on it. I have to. It's just, it makes sense. It makes sense. Like, I was watching a documentary on the Dust Bowl, and now I've like literally forgotten every single thing that Ken Burns said. Like, I just, it sucks, man. It sucks. I can't have that anymore. That's gonna like, that fucks with me. It's like, it's almost like you never even learned it in the first place. Like, oh, that shit sucks. So now I take notes on everything. I do reviews. I make sure that I have something like completely solidified in my brain before I move on, and it's really helping out a lot. It's you know, so I don't even know where I was going with it, but yeah. Oh shit. That is some really nice dead air for you guys. But anyways, right now, actually right now I'm watching this PBS documentary on not, I don't know if they call them documentaries anymore, kind of like yeah, it is a documentary basically on Benjamin Franklin. So yeah, taking notes on that. And I don't mean like super in-depth notes. I just mean like general points, you know, like this year he did that, and you know, it's a big deal because he did that. So I have no problem with doing that. Yeah, I don't even know what the fuck I was gonna connect this to, but yeah, school's going on. What else? What the fuck was I gonna say? Oh yeah, I totally have not totally failed to mention this up until now, but just a few weeks ago, I went to New York City. And I know I haven't uploaded any pictures, and that's totally my bad, but I have proof. I have proof. You know what? When I upload this podcast, I'm definitely gonna upload you guys, you know, a bunch of photo dumps of all this stupid shit that I've been doing. But yeah, which is crazy, I know. Little context, I've never been to New York City before in my life. I had never even planned it up until like a few weeks before. What else? I probably, well, I don't know. I really do hope I'll go back there one day. But oh, I've never been anywhere east on the East Coast in my life. So, and I live in a town of about 10,000, 15,000 people. And I grew up in a town of about 5,000 people. So definitely I'm country folk, you know, country folk. I was originally born in LA, so I know kind of takes away from the suspense, I guess you could say, of when I first got to New York. Because I've always, you know, I've been to a pretty, you know, pretty big city before, LA. But nothing could prepare me for New York, man. That was crazy, man. God, oh, man. Fuck, man, it's crazy. How the fuck do people live there, man? It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy. But I kind of been thinking it over a little bit, and I think I would like to try and live there for maybe a couple years, maybe a few years, maybe try it out. I would like to try it out as you know, life there, you know, actually living there day to day, because I know it's definitely not the same as spending what, a week there, like, you know, like I did. But man, I don't even know. It sucks, I know, because it's not fresh in my mind anymore. I went 3 weeks ago. So it's kind of came and went. It was really, really fucking fun. Really good food. Whew. All right, dead air. All right, so here's my review of New York. The people are really, really fucking rude to a point where it just makes absolutely no sense. And it's really fucked up. I really did not like that. It's the built the buildings are very tall. It's very windy. It's very windy and very cold because the buildings are very tall and they cast very big shadows, and so it's kind of shady everywhere in Manhattan at least. And you've got all this wind blowing from the East Coast Ocean, from the East Coast Ocean, from the Atlantic. So yeah, what else? Oh yeah, the food is good. The food is good, but I definitely think that from like going to all those tourist spots that me and my brother went to, I think it's a little, I don't know. I have a whole nother like discussion about tourist food, which is that like no matter where you go, it's always gonna be novel like, novelty like. Which is that it's like it's not something that you would ever eat every day. So it's not the very best food that you would prefer, but it's good to try it every once in a while. So that's what I think. That's what I thought about cats. That's what I thought about Sarge's. That's what I thought about Prince Street Pizza. All of those places, it was all like they were kind of battling for their own like crazy identity of, oh, we put the most meat, or we have the rudest customer service, or we don't put any cheese on our pizza, or I don't know. You know, it's like, so they do it like a certain way, and then I think it really depends on whether you like it or not, but I think everyone can agree. Okay, the sandwich is supposed to have a regular amount of meat, pizza is supposed to have at least a little bit of cheese, and that's like, if unlike, you know, Sarge's, your sandwich isn't supposed to look like barf. So yeah, that's my take on that. Probably my favorite experience of the whole trip was going to what is it? 30 Hudson Yards to the observation deck on Edge. Just God damn, that we did that the first day, the first morning we were there. And like I mean, like, I don't even know. You just gotta go. You gotta go. Like, at least once in your lifetime. You just gotta stand up there at least once. Just take a peek. Look at that shit, man. That, God damn, that was crazy, dude. That was thrilling. That was absolutely thrilling, man. And like, fuck. And it was the first day too, so we weren't like all super tired and all fucked up and you know, we hadn't run into super rude people yet. We hadn't kind of had some negative effects of the city yet. So, you know, it was so much hope in our trip so far that first morning. And like, but man, just we're up there that morning, clear skies ever, beautiful weather. It's nice and cool. And you can just see the entire city, and it's just it's and that observation deck is like it's terrifying, man, because I'm so scared of heights. But it like if you're gonna see all of New York, if you got like 30 minutes and you gotta see the whole city, that's all you got is 30 minutes, you just gotta, you know, that would be the best view, is just sitting up there for just 30 minutes and just look at everything. Like, it's just, it's crazy. You can see everything, and it's like, it's fucking, it's crazy, man. Like, yeah, like, it's fucking, it's not New Mexico. Yeah, it's a whole nother world, man. But that was very, very cool. We also went to the top of
30 Rockefeller Center, and we saw the top of, we saw, yeah, we were at the top, and we were there at sundown, so we got a little bit of a different view. Also, really, really fucking cool, man. The skyscrapers, and, like, I know we were booking them. I was like, let's just do one, man, because they're, like, $40, so, like, they're pretty expensive, but, man, they're definitely, definitely worth it. Went to Central Park, went to Brooklyn Bridge, Brooklyn Bridge Park, went to Wall Street, Charging Bull, we even went to the Statue of Liberty. That was fun. That was very fun. That was really cool. Yeah, we got to ride on a ferry. It was so cold. Oh my God, it was cold. It was like 25 degrees with wind chill factor. It was like, it was insane, man.
But yeah, and
I think I heard that a lot of people say this too when they first see it. Statue of Liberty, a lot smaller than I thought it was gonna be. I mean,
so,
but still very, very fucking cool. Yeah. We also went to Liberty or Ellis Island. What else? Think. What else did we do? I went to Chelsea Market. We went to Highline Park, which is really, really cool. Everything was so cool. Everything was really cool. Everything was so cool, man. I really, really enjoyed it, man. I definitely think New York is really cool. But again, yeah, there is the drawbacks living in a city. Really, really rude people. Really tough life, man. Really tough life when you see how people live in the tiny fucking closets and shit. And it's like, I know, you know, some people are okay with that. And, you know, it's definitely one way of living. But, yeah, it's, you know, like, how could you rather, I don't know who would rather have that than a one bedroom, like, home with an actual kitchen and restroom and you know, like I have over here. So,
we also went to Times Square, you know, like I said, went to Rockefeller, went to New York Public Library. Oh man, we went
everywhere, man. It was awesome. But yeah, I would definitely like to, you know, experiment and maybe give it a try, you know, maybe try a couple of years living there.
Which,
a little bit more dead
air for you guys, but, shit. Oh, boys, I am running out of steam here. I'm running out of steam here because I'm a little bit out of podcasting shape right now, you know? I'm kind of huffing and puffing. I'm barely getting over the line here, guys. Come on, let's go. You know, 12 more minutes. Come on, you can do this. So, yeah, shout out to any New York City listeners out there. Really, really cool fucking city. It's crazy. And I think the main thing about cities is that they're, I was talking about this to my brothers, that they're, you know, they're just the absolute most, like, clearest reflection of society, which is absolutely terrible, fucking disgusting people, animals, just really, really, really fucked up, cynical pieces of shit
people, you know? And, you know, just really people do this, the most fucked up things to each other. So if you want to experience society and people to, you know, to the fullest extent, you know, go give out New York City a whirl, you know? But, yeah, Oh, I should also mention the plane rides. Oh
man, I don't like planes.
It's my anxiety. But I also have really, really, really bad motion sickness. Like I get really bad. I can do roller coasters. I can barely do cars. I can barely do cars. I can't do airplanes, man. I feel like absolute shit on them. I get all dizzy when they like take off when they're landing and turning, and they, you know, you got that little tiny bit of G-force, barely, ever so slightly. And even that is like, oh, I feel like throwing up. Oh, I hate it. But again, it was also really, really fun. And we were pulling into New York City in the nighttime, and you could just see the lights. It was like, oh, so cool. Oh, and also, actually, the plane ride from, because we went from Albuquerque to, what was it? Utah, Salt Lake City, Utah. And then, we had like a layover in Salt Lake. And that ride from Salt Lake to Manhattan was very, very rewarding. I think it's about like 4.5 hours long ish. And it, you know, went by so fast. It's so cool. That was so cool going over the Great Lakes. Like that was crazy. That felt like a twofer. Because I'm pretty sure we saw Chicago. I'm 100% sure we saw Chicago. I think we saw, we also saw Detroit. And this was like in the nighttime, and you can just see these fucking insane big ass lakes, and you can just see all these crazy city lights. Like you can just see like
when an earthquake is like the epicenter, you can see like the epicenter and how it's like spreading out. I'm pretty sure we saw Detroit and we saw Chicago, going over the Great Lakes, which was really, really fucking cool, man. Like, God, that was, cause we weren't even expecting to like fly over. Oh, and we saw a lot of Wyoming, which is really cool because it's just insane. Just mountains and mountains and mountains. It's God damn. I think I like that more than New York. It was so cool seeing my country, man. I think also what was so cool, the coolest thing was just seeing how fast we were going. Like, literally, 1 hour you're in one state, the next hour you're in another, and it's a completely different geography, which is, like, crazy because it, you know, I'm used to driving everywhere. And you gotta drive 5 hours to get from one desert to, like, maybe, like, a mountain ridge, and then to like maybe like a shore or something. It takes hours and hours and hours of driving. So it's a gradual process. But in this shit, it's like you're fucking going 500 miles per hour. You're like seeing all of this shit. It's crazy. But yeah, I still hate it though. I'm too scared, man. I get all this fear in me. I don't even know. New York was crazy, crazy. It was fun. It was fun. I'm so glad that I went. But I should say, I went with my brother. I don't regret having turned it into an assignment because we definitely did. We had every single hour of every single day planned out, and that was the only way. We were only there for a very short time, 1 week. That was the only way we were going to be able to knock every single thing out. Like, from here to here to here. And, like, it's got to be in that sequence, in that order. Because, you know, we have such limited time. And only because of that were we able to see everything. Like, we saw so much of New York City. And by New York City, I mean Manhattan and a little bit of Brooklyn. But we saw so much of what we wanted to see, and we got there and we got it done. That being said, it wasn't that enjoyable because there is nothing that could ever be that enjoyable about completely planning out your day. And sometimes when you have these little instincts of maybe you just want to sit here a little bit longer, but the plan, the schedule says this, so you got to go do that. So it's kind of like a little bit of a compromise. So yeah, it wasn't completely enjoyable. At times we're just super fucking tired of walking, man, but you know, we kept going, and you know, it was crazy. But I don't think I ever want to have, a super, super crazy, like packed in condensed schedule like that ever again for a vacation. And I'm okay with having done that at New York because I don't think I'll go there ever again in my life. So, I think it was cool. It was good that we got to see it for once, because it's only gonna be one time that we're gonna see it in our entire life, and we're gonna be able to say that for the rest of our lives, that we got to see the Statue of Liberty, we got to see Times Square, we got to see a bum shitting on the side of the street, we got to see all of that, man, and that was fun. That being said, I would much like. When I got home, I was thinking, like, man, if we would have just gone to L.A., could have chilled at my cousin's house, ate a bunch of fucking food, and just sat around, and maybe hit up the beach later at night, or, you know, yeah, like, in the evening, and then stay there till the nighttime, do a little bonfire, freaking chillax, you know, drink a little bit, watch some movies, mess around, play around with some family. So, it's... Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing, too, is that we just don't have any family over there. That was hard, because we were there completely on our own, relying on just each other, don't know anything, don't know anyone. Oh, you know what? The last thing that I'm going to add. The subway system. Really, really, like, really cool. I don't know why. That's my impression of it. Really cool. I think it's really cool. I know it's disgusting. We saw a bunch of rats down there one time, which is really cool. It's really cool, man. The subway system is cool. I think every town, every community should have something shitty that they all have to experience and go through at least once, you know, during the week or something like that. Everyone should have to experience a little shittiness. So that, you know, like, I don't know, like, it's like we're flawed, you know, this is our fault, you know, this little shittiness right here, this is our fault, and we have to hop on here, and we have to, you know, ride next to strangers, and it's fun, and it's crazy, and the trains go really, really fast, and it's cool. The thing I like the most about the train system is seeing how many people use such a shitty, like, transportation system. Like, it is so funny that these New Yorkers, I laugh at you guys. You guys are fucking stupid. Like, that's so awesome. Like, you know, because people are shitty. So, and a society is going to be shitty. And that is exactly what I'm so happy when people are riding the train and it's like everyone, you know, is all fucking fed up and they have to ride the shitty train and you have to sit next to all these people. That is what you get. That is what you get as a society. You get shitty because you're shitty. You're shitty people. And yeah, so that's why I liked it. I thought it was fun. It's fun seeing, like, fucking rich people and fucking whoever, anyone, everyone, at the end of the day, you gotta ride the subway. And it's shitty, but everyone rides it. So that's why I like the subway. But Anyways, I think I'm gonna move on from New York for just a little bit. Yeah, I totally love New York. I thought it was. All right. So let's do 30 more minutes, okay? Fuck it. Let's do it. I was gonna give up. I was gonna call it a wrap there at an hour, but yeah, I'm done talking about New York, by the way. Last thing I'll say is that it's cool. It's awesome. I think, everyone should definitely check it out at least once in their life. Give it a shot. I'm done talking about New York. Now, 30 minutes, put 30 minutes on the shot clock. On the shot clock. Just put 30 minutes on the clock. Whatever. I don't care what kind of clock. Just put 30 minutes on the clock. Go. Starting. TikTok. So yeah, 30 more minutes, let's go. I've totally fucked you guys over, I know I've been gone for a long time. And also I want to talk about some movies. I want to talk about some movies. So I think I can fill a 30-minute void with maybe movies, a little bit of art. Oh, I didn't even talk about the MoMA. Damn. All right, I'm gonna talk about the MoMA too, a little bit later, because we're gonna get into visual art, just paintings and shit like that. So, on the flight to New York, I was looking out the window a lot, and I was glancing about every 5 minutes or so, but I realized that in order to keep myself a little relaxed and so that I wouldn't constantly be reminded of the fear of being 30,000 feet in the air going 500 miles per hour, and the fact that if we hit a bird or something and started going down towards the ground at 500 miles per hour, we would turn into a fiery hellstorm of torn to sunder, turn into ground beef. But anyways, yeah, so I was like, so yeah, I tried watching a movie to kind of relax myself. I looked around the plane. I noticed, everyone's kind of doing the same. It's kind of like a psychological thing. Someone's like, people like watching movies, or they're on the phone, they're all, so, and I realized, hey, like, people are doing that to relax, to calm themselves. So, I tried watching Emma, which is supposed to be some, like, I want to say, like, English, based on like an English play or something like that, during like the Victorian age of like 1700s, maybe like mid 17, maybe hundreds, somewhere around there. I don't know. And it stars Anya Taylor-Joy. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, but super big star right now. She just blew up with this chess Netflix series, TV show. I forgot the name of it, but I watched it. The Queen's Gambit, that's the name of it. I do remember some of it. So I also watched The Queen's Gambit, and I've talked about it in a past episode, so if you want to go listen to that, check it out. But basically, what I summed it up to was that it was definitely way overrated. It could have been a lot better. The main theme was a little bit fumbled at the end. Amazing acting. I really, really liked the acting. The casting was really good. The picture was really good. The music was good. Everything was really good, but it was just a little bit lacking, It was a little. It wasn't on that Mindhunter. It wasn't on Mindhunter level. So, but it was still pretty good, and definitely enjoyable. Definitely enjoyed watching that one. But Emma, on the other hand, was a snooze, and I fell asleep watching it a few times. And I mean, I was really trying. I was really trying. I was giving it my best shot. There's a really funny part in it with Bill Nye, And it's not Bill Nye the Science Guy. It's the underworld vampire, old crazy looking rotten Love Actually, Bill Nye, British Bill Nye, that guy. There's a really funny part in it. This is the only part that I remember in the entire movie, other than it's like really, really, I'd hate to call it boring because I don't want to be rude or like that, but fucking snooze. Yeah, there's a really funny part with Bill Nye where he's like really cold, and it's a really weird editing, but he's like really cold, and like the scene is developing, it's like it goes from Bill Nye talking to another guy talking to Anya Taylor-Joy's character, and as Bill Nye starts to leave the conversation more and more and contribute less and less, it pans back to him every once in a while, and every other shot he's got like more like what do they call them, like coverings for like the fireplace to keep you warm, I guess. They have like these big, like almost like wooden panels or something like that to keep you warm. And it's a really weird editing. I thought it was kind of funny, but also really weird how they kind of made a joke of that. Like every time they went back to him, he had like a lot more and more until he was like literally completely covered, like, you know, like boxed in like a cubicle of like these things. So, and that was like really the only defining feature of it, other than like I think the whole thing was literally just based off a play. So much talking, so much blabbering about how like a girl was trying to like play this other girl into thinking that a guy doesn't like her. It's kind of like, I don't know, man. I thought it was boring, man. But I also watched a little bit of the new season of Curb Your Enthusiasm, which was, man, that show has changed a lot, honestly. Like, it's a lot more bold now, but God, it's just so fucking funny, man. It's so funny. It's really that super, super awesome, just hilarious Jewish comedy that's just like, it's not cringy, but it's not smart. It's like anti-smart. It's like being intentionally stupid, and it's just so funny. It's so funny. I watched a little bit of that, and Guy Ritchie's new movie, The Gentlemen's Club. No, it's just The Gentlemen's, I think. But anyway, that's that, you know, Guy Ritchie, super like British style movie making. It's got Matthew McConaughey, Colin Farrell. Who else is in it? That's kind of the leading guys that I can. Oh, Charlie Hunnam from Sons of Anarchy. Who else? Michelle Dockery. I don't even know how I know that name, but I do. She's very fucking hot. I know that Chinese guy's name because I know it's kind of like a memorable name, but I can't remember it. Fuck. What is my initial? I've almost fell asleep at the end. I was falling asleep at the end. Not because it was a boring movie, but just because I was really sleepy. The movie, I think I remember most of it, was pretty much Guy Ritchie, you know, style. You know, he totally has a super noticeable style. And I think he was pretty much played to that for most of the movie. And I think the ending, I can't remember the ending. Ah, fuck, I can't remember what happens. But I do remember it being like, I don't think it was as good as other Guy Ritchie movie. Fuck, did he do Trainspotting? Yeah, he did do Trainspotting. It was not nearly as good as Trainspotting. It was not nearly as good as, what is that one with Brad Pitt? I didn't think it was that good, but it was definitely bearable, and it was still pretty enjoyable. Whew. But, anyways, what else have I got on movies? I think I recently tried rewatching As Good As It Gets, which is just, God, that movie's so savage, man, so savage. Man, Jack Nicholson is a freaking darn savage in that movie. He's a freaking menace. He's a pest. And I fucking love that movie. And I've been meaning to rewatch Michael Clayton again. I know I talk about it so much, but I just love that movie so much. Let's get some dead air in the game. Oh, fuck, man. I really, really regret this. I really regret this. I'm so exhausted. I'm so tired. It's 12:53. I'm so tired, man. I did so much. Went to work this morning. Got some super shitty tips. Guys, I got one big tip for you after being a server for almost 2 years. Don't work during the day. Those are the shittiest tips. You have the most amount of work, and it fucking sucks being awake during the day. Being awake at night and being a night owl and having that drunk, crazy crowd and those people who stay 30 minutes after close and then leave a fucking $35 tip when they leave is like, okay, now we're, you know, now we're playing with the big dog, you know. But, man, daytime serving is the fucking weakest shit ever. It sucks, man. It fucking sucks. Anyways, went to work this morning, and then went to H&R Block to fix my fucking taxes because I fucked them up when I was filing for them. And then I ate a little bit of food. And then I went to the college library until 9 p.m. So I was at the library probably what time did I go to the library? Probably like around 4. So from like 4 to 9, that's 5 hours. So I did about 5 hours worth of schoolwork. And I didn't even finish where I was supposed to finish because it's just so time consuming, so much work. And I learned about the struggle for national identities in Europe during the late 19th century. Basically, Poland, Ireland, France, I think France, Germany are struggling for a national identity, and all kinds of crazy shit happens. Catholics start facing some opposition, you know, and there's minorities. Women are also facing some problems because they're facing inequalities. What else? Fuck. It's so hard, man.
And I've been saying this. European history is insane. Those people never fucking simmer down, man. European history is like
is so much fucking, like, so much more stuff. And I don't even want to talk about, what, like, Middle Eastern or, oh, man, oh, fuck, like, Chinese history. God damn, that must be insane. Just so much more shit. Like, oh, Germany, France, England, fucking, oh, just, they're always going through something, and they're always doing something different. Every year, they're all doing something different. And then you go to the United States, and it's like, okay, we got 13 colonies, and, you know, they're all kind of, you know, working for, you know, like, you know, some of them don't want to be in the federal, and some of them do, and then there's a civil war, there's two sides. Over in Europe, it's like there's five sides, and they all have two different alliances, and they, you know, they're fucking backstabbing each other, and then, you know, there's Austria, and then there's Austria-Hungary a little bit later, and then there's Prussia, and then there's, you know, there's Russia, and then and some countries rhyme with each other, and some are totally different, and then France decides they want to have a revolution, and then the whole of Europe wants to have a revolution, so, yeah, but anyways, fuck, what was I going to talk about? Oh, yeah. I know. Fuck, don't yawn. Don't do it. I know I already talked about The Sound of Metal, and, man, it's just been sticking on my mind, because it's just, it's so good. I've just been thinking about it, man. I fucking love that movie so much. And I'm so happy that guidance counselor, or like whatever that guy who runs like that rehabilitation center or whatever, that one guy, he got a fucking Oscar nomination for it, which is really cool, even though I don't give a shit about Oscars and I'm anti-Hollywood. I think, again, I don't care about Oscars, but I do think Riz Ahmed should be nominated. Really, really good acting. Really, really good acting, actually, man. Really good stuff. Really good directing, too. Man, I think, yeah. Oh, I love that movie. Fuck. Why the fuck? Man, why did Mank have to be a piece of shit? God damn it, David Fincher. I mean, it wasn't a piece of shit, but it was just boring. I don't know. But I don't really know what other movies to talk about. Dope John. I'm so sorry, guys. I hit a fucking brick wall here. I gotta go to bed. But anyways. Yeah, New York's crazy, cool, fun, awesome. Oh, yeah, MoMA. I need to talk about MoMA. MoMA. Andrew Wyeth, I finally got to see Christina's World in real life. Oh, God, I love that painting so much. Do yourself a favor. Look up Andrew Wyeth, Christina's World. God, it's just so good. And it just depicts what I've been going through for the past 5 years of my life. It's just absolute solitude and grief and fear and anger and love and misery and mystery and complete loneliness and so much potential and, yeah, so much unknowingness and emptiness. And it's a state of mind, you know? But I also got to see Salvador Dali's Persistence of Time, which I gotta say, really disappointed. I mean, you think it's gonna be so much bigger. It's fucking tiny. It's like the size of like a little, like a actual, like a page. It's like the size of a page, like a piece of paper page. And also, it kind of looks see at Santa Monica Pier that people make with spray paint cans, it kind of looks like airbrush type stuff. It's kind of like shiny and it kind of looks ugly and yeah, really, really underwhelming. Of course, like when you look into the details, it's pretty fucking cool and the idea is cool, but it's really underwhelming. Anyways, yeah, I got to see that. I also got to see, what else did I see? I saw there's a bunch of Pablo Picasso, which is like, I think he's all right. Oh, there was a painting there by Francis Bacon, that I really liked at first glance, but I realized it's political, so I kind of takes away from, I think, the general idea of it. I didn't really like that. What else did I see? Come on, you saw some good stuff. Oh, I also saw Starry Night. Starry Night, yeah. If you guys go to New York City, check out the MoMA, man. It's pretty fucking cool. It's a really, really nice museum, too. I mean, thinking about it now, it's fucking huge. Like, I'm thinking about it right now because, like, New York is like, everything is so small because it's so tightly packed. But, like, I just now realized that we're walking all around MoMA, and it's, like, it's huge. Like, there's definitely a bunch of space for these artworks. So, like, I don't even understand how we went in there from the outside and it looked like that on the inside. But, yeah, really, really fucking cool, man. What was I going to say? Yeah, we also saw Starry Night by Vincent van Gogh. Really, really, really cool. Just really, really cool stuff. We also saw, come on, what's his name? The Campbell's tomato soup cans and by, come on, you know his name? You know his name? Fuck. I know you guys are yelling at me right now. Anyways, we also saw those crazy drip paintings by Campbell, I think his name is. Andrew Campbell or something like that. Fuck. Ouch. Ouch. Fuck, I'm sorry. And then we also saw, come on, we saw Picasso. Man. Oh, we also saw Monet, a little bit of Monet, which was, it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. The only reason why it was cool, though, is because it was so big. That's the only reason why it was cool. Otherwise, it was like, you know, kind of like blurry shit. But, oh, I also saw one of those fancy leather chairs that are always on, like, Twitter and shit of, like, the super artsy people. And, you know, I think it's called the Ames chair, which I do think looks pretty cool, but I think it's a little overrated. Yeah, there, surprisingly, there was one of those in there. What else did I see? Oh, I also saw a Frida Kahlo painting. It also saw, yeah. Before I go, modern art is a complete fucking waste of time. Do yourself a favor. If you go to the MoMA, I mean contemporary art. I mean the most modern art, like neo-modern art. Just absolutely, like, it's at the very bottom floor of MoMA, and it's, like, the most recent artworks, and it's just absolute dog shit, maybe in 100 years, we'll look back at it and think of it as, like, Starry Night, but, man, there was some weak-ass shit there, man, like, weak-ass shit, like, there was, like, these really big, like, super huge metal, like, cubes that was, like, okay, like, that's, like, okay, that's kind of cool. But the rest of it was, like, graffiti and, like, political bullshit and like just the most measly, no effort. Just, I don't understand how that really, like, skip it. Just do yourself a favor and fucking skip it. But yeah, definitely everything above that, really fucking cool. But yeah, I'm gonna head out now. And thank you guys so much for listening. And yeah, listen to the Blank Canvas podcast. Go listen to my past episodes. This is probably gonna be a really rusty one for you guys. I got a lot of dead air, got a lot of yawnings in there. I don't edit these, because if I did, I would never release any. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. Follow me on the Twitter, Instagram, BC Podcast, Blank Canvas Podcast. And yeah, thanks a lot. And I'll see you guys on the next one. Cool.